Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, you're a nickel too much on defense for me. In 2025, I can't allow you to play a safe defense and still have success. They're nickel, it feels like, every single snap. And in the era of tight ends, look at who's using nickel. Now, Seattle's a little bit of a different animal because they've got a 230-pound nickel, right? So New England's using a nickel, five defensive backs, the third most in the NFL. In 2025, when it's the year of tight ends and smash mouth football and playing under center, if I'm Indy and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. If I'm Buffalo and I don't run it at you 40 times, shame on me. The Chargers and the way that they use their tight ends, Baltimore, if they get in. So as great as the New England story has been, if New England consistently thinks that they're going to be allowed to line up and play nickel defense in a win-or-go-home game against some teams in the AFC that can and will play smash mouth, multiple tight ends, fullback on the field football, it'll be an early exit if they get into the playoffs.
If they get there. What is he talking about? They make the playoffs, first of all, is wild. And then to say the team that is the best in the league against the run plays nickel too much and they don't have a chance against these other teams? I don't get it.
I don't really get it either.
First of all, even in nickel, you have a bunch of good run stuffers out there. Now, hopefully Milton Williams returns after he's on IR and he's able to regain his form. He's a part of the equation, but he has been all season. He and Barmore are great. After a couple of down games, Robert Spillane's turned his season around. So you have a bunch of guys that can play the run. Plus, Marcus Jones, despite being a smaller guy, is a good tackler. And, yeah, I would assume the Colts, when they play anybody, should hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor 30 times in a playoff game. That might be the only way they can win. But the Patriots have been really good against the run this year. And then for him to say, it's the year of smash mouth football, disagree with. It's the year of the tight end, disagree with. And they won't be able to stop the run because they play nickel too much if they make the playoffs. I don't agree with anything that he just said.
So, like, Denver. Who's the tight end on Denver? Evan Ingram? Like, he's going to light him up because they play a tight end? Yeah,
he's
thumbs
been
up
horrible
back there
all year.
Yeah, okay.
And he stinks.
Like, Warren on Indy's really good. I'll give you that one. Like, Pittsburgh has, like, 15 different tight ends that they play. I like Darnell Washington. He's a one-time Hoss of the Week.
No, in the AFC, I would say it's Brock Bowers, who you won't face again.
Yeah, don't worry about him.
Travis Kelce is still decent.
That one counts.
And Tyler Warren's good. So, Colts and Chiefs. Chiefs right now aren't a playoff team.
You don't count the Ravens guys?
Oh, I... Yeah.
Andrews had a nice trickeration touchdown last week.
I know, and he can. Oh yeah, he did the tush push run. But I don't know. Like, he really was bad in the playoffs last year with his drops and everything else. I think he's fine. Like, he's a starting tight end.
If you're up late at night and you're like, our fatal flaw is we might get exposed by some tight ends in the playoffs, and our nickel defense is going to do us in. It doesn't sound to me like you have a lot of problems. It would be my you know, too long didn't read interpretation of that.
Kelsey's not even in the playoffs right now. Right? Bowers won't make the playoffs.
The Steelers, Jones, when they played the Patriots, the Steelers tight ends had four catches for 29 yards.
Okay.
And that was Jonnu Smith had three and Freiermuth had one.
Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth.
The leading receiver was Calvin Austin with 34
yards. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. Yeah. Like, that doesn't do it for me.
Here's a question for
Hunter Henry's just as good as any of those guys.
When does the year of the tight end end? Does it end at the end of the calendar year 2025, or does it run through the playoffs?
I think it's just 2025.
Okay,
I believe.
Okay, so that's good news for him as well. Right. If that's where it comes
so
to,
so it'll run out. But like, they can't stop the run now.
No,
just because they play too much nickel,
according to him. Now I will say
he also wouldn't play Drake May for 2 years. And he also might win the MVP in his second year,
right.
So we'd miss out on
one MVP.
Yeah, right.
But then you'd watch the MVPs just fall from the sky after that.
Yeah, that's a tough go.
No, Reese actually has been a little critical of the run defense the last couple of weeks. He had like his picked up pieces today, but looking back at the Jets game, And he said they showed more cracks in the run game. He didn't call it a fatal flaw.
Well,
but they've showed more cracks in the run game against Tampa and the Jets the last couple of weeks. Which,
I would say against the Jets, the biggest issue was Justin Fields. And that's part of the running game. Like, he runs better than he throws. But a lot of it was, I feel like, I don't know if somebody missed what they were supposed to do, or they were just like, hey, let's just play man, and then guys turned their back and he was able to run. But you got to clean that up. And I'd be more worried about that. Like, if you draw Baltimore in the playoffs, all right, you better know. I mean, and I think you would, but he had the most rushing yards by any one individual player this year against the Patriots has been Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Who couldn't throw.
Now, look, there's a lot of mobile quarterbacks in the AFC. Herbert is running this year, although I'm less concerned about the Chargers based on their game against Jacksonville this weekend. And then also after the updated Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings.
Yeah.
Like, Mahomes will run in a big spot. Allen can run. Lamar can run. So if you're telling me a mobile quarterback can expose you, fine. But our big gripe, our big nitpick, the fatal flaw of the Patriots is their nickel defense. Like, that does not sound like they have a lot of problems to me.
True.
Now, Keith, we did this earlier. I'm not going to bore you with all the numbers.
Just know that there are a lot of numbers.
There's a lot of numbers and a lot of research that went into this. The official Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings, we did this earlier. We assigned 3 points for a real win. Shorthand for that would be a victory against a team that's either in the playoffs or has a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
A fake win is every other win you have.
The bad teams. We get it.
A good loss, no penalty there. You get 0 points for that. A bad loss, a team with a losing record outside the playoffs, you get minus one. Okay? That's how we broke all that down. Reworking the AFC standings, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
The Jones and Keefe AFC standings.
Yes.
Denver's still first.
Okay.
Pats are still second.
All right.
Colts are still third.
Huh.
Pittsburgh's still winning the North, so they're still fourth. Buffalo is still five. Jacksonville, still a playoff team, moves from 7 to 6.
Oh, it's movement.
Chargers are out. Houston is in. So here's the shorthand for that. Even if you assign extra points for what we would consider quality wins,
mm-hmm.
and even if you subtract for bad losses, and this is for the Cam Newtons of the world out there, the fool's gold people, even if you're giving extra credit for wins, 3 points for a quality win.
Uh-huh.
The standings don't change all that much at the end of the day.
That's it. Basically, through 11 weeks, you can take all the strength of schedule talk and shove it, because the league isn't great. It's a ton of parity. And so a lot of teams really only have two signature wins to kind of hang their hat on. Now, you can go to the NFC, which we didn't do, but like the Eagles have more quality wins, right?
They've
beaten some good teams.
They would be... Yeah, they would run away from teams like
that. That really hasn't been the argument. The argument is more AFC, where the Patriots rank in the AFC, and how, that's like a fake 9-2. It isn't. And I'm not saying they didn't benefit from playing the Browns and the Jets and the Titans and the Saints. Like, that's great. But they also won their two toughest games, and not a lot of teams around there. In fact, no other teams can say, we have more better wins than the Patriots do.
Let's just keep it with Denver and the Pats for a second.
Yeah.
And maybe I can add Indianapolis if you want. But like Denver, and I, after doing this exercise, I would say Denver, if you're just evaluating what they've done, not what you think they can do, because I would give the Patriots the edge at quarterback, and I would think May is a big advantage in the playoffs over a guy like Knicks, even though Knicks has been clutch. Denver has no bad losses, right?
No.
Their losses are at Indy and at the Chargers.
I think one way to pick at the Broncos would be they won some games that were, like, wild. Like, we're criticizing the Celtics for the manner in which they beat the Nets last night, right? Like, mm-hmm. you'll take the win, but was that really good? The Broncos they set the game of football back against the Giants and the Jets. And what was the other one?
The Jets and the Raiders, they set football back. The Giants were down the most anybody's been down in a fourth quarter to come back and win.
Oh, wow, comeback. But I'm just saying, like, even some, like, the style points, if you will. If you want to go to that level, they've had some head-scratching ones. But they are 9-2. They only have two, what you would say, really good wins. Same with the Patriots. So, like, they're the same. They're both 9-2. They're very similar.
Denver's wins are at Philly and home against KC. Patriots are at Buffalo and at Tampa. You want Denver's fake wins?
Yeah.
Sounds like the Patriots.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Cincinnati, the Jets, the Giants, Dallas, Houston, Vegas. And that's a little harsh on Houston, who's 500.
But we did the same to Carolina with the Patriots, right? That's another one we kind of lumped together.
Patriots fake wins. Miami, Carolina, which I agree, cancels out with Houston. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Jets. Now, the Pats have what we would call a good loss against Pittsburgh. How they lost it was miserable, but Pittsburgh is winning their division, quality team. And then the Vegas loss. Denver has no loss like Vegas. But if you're going to look at the Patriots and call them fool's gold, you'd have to say the same thing about Denver. You'd really have to say the same thing, I think, about Indy, who's fattened up on a bunch of bad teams, too. They only have two good wins, Denver. and at the Chargers. They have no bad losses. So if you're telling me you think all those teams are fool's gold, well, then at least you're consistent. And maybe you believe in what teams like the Chiefs and the Bills and the Ravens have done in the past. And if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But in terms of these teams at the top of the AFC, they're all kind of in the same boat.
They 100% are. And that's why I think when you look at the overall team success, you got to give them full credit. When you look at the MVP candidacy that Drake May has, you got to still give him full credit. Mike Vrabel, coach of the year stuff, you got to give him full credit. The overall wins and losses of some of their opponents is obviously pretty low, and it might be weighted. I brought this up earlier. Like, if you play a 2-8 team versus a 3-7 team, it's both a win that those good teams should have, and then but that changes the strength of schedule and like the quality wins and all that stuff. But yeah, I think they're doing just fine at 9-2 and what they have on their resume. Like, this is also when you kind of project forward a little bit. I don't know. I guess my main point would be their two toughest games they've won. They were both on the road, yep, and they won those games. If they were 9-2 and those were the two losses, then I think what people were saying
it'd
about
so
them
much
would
more
make
valid.
Way more sense than now.
You said this a bunch, but if you flip their two
Vegas
good wins
and Pittsburgh,
and you flip it with Vegas and Pittsburgh, I would understand the fool's gold comment.
But it isn't. Everybody else is pretty much in the same boat.
Well, maybe, and we'll listen in. They're going to ask Mike Vrabel about the updated Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings.
Might. I think they could.
Okay, let's cut it there.
Good He's stuff there, Coach.
Questions about the practice squad.
Still rocking the mustache for Movember.
Is.
Looking
yeah.
good.
Doing it all month long.
Oh, you better believe it.
That was the last question in there. Questions about the two practice squatters
all
that
right.
I guess people were interested in from other teams.
I guess kind of shows you how good the team is when, like, leading into a game. Or you think it's just a
horrible question? Well, I don't know. Like, Braden Swenson, they cut.
Yeah.
So, like,
they drafted him, caught him.
Yeah, look at the roster development they've had. It's like they cut him. The whole league could have had him.
Yeah.
So, look, Baker's roster is pretty good. I wouldn't go to the other teams being interested in their practice squad guys. They're probably just all banged up and need bodies. That's
I found
all
one thing
is.
Interesting that could have been maybe just coach speak, but he was asked about, hey, when Ramondre comes back, is he going to, like, divvy up the playing time? He's like, well, that's like a conversation we're going to have.
He said, we have to have that convo when it's certain we'll have Ramondre back.
Yeah.
He said both have helped us, talking about Terrell Jennings and even Dearness Johnson in there.
Because I feel like a few weeks ago, the answer might have been, well, we went into the year with like a plan. Because remember, they originally had three, the Cerberus backfield everybody was talking about.
Yeah. They remember that, yeah.
Split carries with all three. That was sort of the plan. So rather than being like, well, yeah, like we'll work them back in, it's like, well, let's see how Henderson does again.
He said it's been good to see Travion run hard and take care of the football, which I thought was interesting.
Significant. Did have the one fumble, but yes.
He did.
Yeah.
The other one that jumped out to me was when he was asked about the O-line and Doug Marrone. He did do the pivot he always does when he's asked directly about Josh McDaniels.
Yep. Named a bunch of other guys.
He named the whole room.
It's a good room in there.
So, look, if you're asking me, I think he's gone out of his way to not give Josh McDaniels any credit this year.
Yep.
But if you think we've made too much of that, this would be an example you could highlight and say, well, you know, when he was asked about Doug Marrone, he brought up all the assistant line coaches
True.
And everybody in that room. Yep. So it's not just personal with Josh McDaniels. I don't necessarily believe that.
No.
But if you wanted to bring that up, you certainly could. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. So stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Some grab bag once told me Jones is kind of lonely. He's got the softest hands on the show. And Keith was looking kind of dumb with his finger and his thumb in the shape of a grab bag on his forehead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Bruins begin a four-game road trip tonight out in Anaheim against the Ducks.
Ducks are good. People are talking about them.
Ducks are quacking pretty loudly this year. They lead the Pacific Division. So yeah, this would be a quality win on the Jones and Keefe standing formula.
It would be.
This would count as that. 10 o'clock puck drop. Then they're off tomorrow. Then they get L.A. Then they're off on Saturday. Then they get San Jose on Sunday. Then they come back east, however, continuing the road trip against the Islanders. Four-game road trip.
Yep.
What are you taking? 2-2?
One and three. 1-3.
1-3?
Yeah.
That's the prediction.
Yeah.
You'd feel all right about 2-2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's
right. Just keep treading water.
I'm sorry. I would feel fine with a 500 road trip.
Ah, okay.
The prediction is 1-3. See what happened with the Ducks, though, Keith?
Yeah.
This season.
What happened with the Ducks?
They went out and got Tex. They went out and got Julie the Cat Gaffney.
Oh.
They added Keenan.
Couldn't play Iceland.
Next thing you know, it's kind of like an all-star roster over there.
Kenny Wu.
Thank you very much.
So just like too much talent and they couldn't play well together?
Well, yeah. Well, it was a bit of a goalie controversy. It was kind of like having Allmark and you still had Banksy.
Yeah.
But it was kind of
so
like
many
having
people from Minnesota on that team.
It was a Minnesota heavy roster.
Conway, trash player.
You didn't like Charlie Conway? No, he's trash. In fact, he gave up his
Spazway for a reason.
He gave up he gave up his spot for Keenan on the team. He knew he was that bad.
He knew he was
bad.
If
the coach wasn't involved with his mother, he wouldn't be on the team.
Yeah, but then what happened
coach
to her
sleeping with your mom?
What happened to her on the second one? Because he kind of moved on pretty quick to the teacher that was with him there, whatever her name was. Yeah.
Don't forget they turned their back on the country to become the Ducks.
It's true.
Yeah, and like that.
But I think that improved their team. I do think that helped their team this year.
At least they won't be wearing the all-orange uniforms. You know what was funny about
this? Are we sure about that?
Well, that was a road game, wasn't it? So maybe that's what I'm saying. But they were the Anaheim Mighty Ducks when they first took over.
Yeah, they didn't really even try to hide that.
But then they were like, oh, let's drop that. That's corny. It's like, you guys came up with it. You wanted to be like the Super Disney team. You had the cool logo. Kids loved it. But then they're like, what, we want to be more adult now?
Mighty Ducks was cooler than the Ducks. And no offense to the Oregon
they
Ducks.
They did give away a sweet duck mask earlier this year. If you look up the duck mask giveaway.
Yeah,
hey,
I like
sweet.
I do like a duck mask. I haven't looked that up.
Yeah, obviously.
I just saw it. That's why they're good. They're giving away cool duck masks.
Keith retweeted it and he was hoping to get one. Oh, did you ever get that helmet, by the way?
Oh, no.
You didn't?
Well, they haven't contacted me yet.
Just because you retweeted it.
I didn't want to say anything.
You got it? You got the helmet?
I didn't get it.
You have to wear it the whole show.
That would have been such a good win, though.
Do you think they actually gave it away or is it just like a fake promotion for retweets?
For clout?
Yeah. You're doing it for clicks.
Yeah.
No, but then weren't they the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim?
Yeah.
I feel like just like the Angels, like they do this fancy thing where like they want to be from L.A., but they're not. So they're like Anaheim. Then they're embarrassed about Anaheim.
Well, but
now they're just simply the Anaheim Ducks, but they've had like four different versions.
That really is like a Cam Schlittler level thing where like around here we care that like he's not from Boston.
Yeah.
But like I could give two craps how far Anaheim is from L.A. Just call them the L.A. Ducks for all I care.
It doesn't matter.
But people there,
they're
like, well, that's not L.A. Mm-hmm. And you're actually 3 hours of traffic away and you take the 405 to
Disney
the 5.
Land,
and like they actually care about there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight game's at 10.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bring you over. Look back and watch me.
Scrap bag.
All on the floor.
Scrap bag.
Give me some more.
Scrap bag.
Till you get so.
Scrap bag.
So a quick backstory on that
I thought Eminem was about to clip in there.
Just the Akon part. I got an email, keef@weei.com with that one. I believe that was from JJ, and he said, I understand it may have been like a little strange to have my daughter help me out on that one, but he was like, she walked in while I was trying to record these, and she wanted to help, so here we are. That's a good one, though.
Wow, That's a good way to hide from your kids, though, is be like, hey,
I'm doing grab bags.
I'm doing grab bags in here. Go talk to your mom.
How long
like,
would
that's
it take?
A good way to hide from your family. I haven't tried that one yet.
If somebody listening, and a lot of you have, and we thank you, but if you're recording a grab bag for this.
How long does that take?
It's somebody who has no idea. How would you explain it to them? What's the quickest way you could explain what you were doing? Well, there's a show that at the end of their show, they do like stuff they didn't get to, but then they separate each story with a sound from a movie or a song,
yeah,
and you swap out a couple words for grab bag,
I think,
and then they play them,
You're like, okay.
They're like, put me on the clock. I'll explain it. I got this in less than 60 seconds. I can get there.
Yeah.
But no, I thought you liked the idea of how long does it take to
make a grab bag?
Yeah.
Well, based on some that we've got.
Some longer than others, yeah. Some
pretty quick, yeah.
Did I really just forget that melody?
When I grab bag. Then you go gave me just a little bit of
grab bag. Celtics off for the next couple of nights, Jones.
How long
did that one take?
Yeah, that was a quicker one, I feel like.
They take on Brooklyn once again on Friday, the long-awaited rematch between the Celtics and the Nets from last night's game back here at home. I shudder to even ask, are you going to that game too?
I will not
Big time? No.
But that feels like one where seat upgrades would be in play. That feels like the type of game where you can get upgraded.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
That's one where you don't have much time to hide from your family. Your family finds you. They didn't even know you were gone.
Giannis Antetokounmpo out 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. So groin injury for the Greek freak. Milwaukee's not off to a very good start.
No.
Now he's going to miss several games. That's not ideal.
No.
Hey, guys, you missed bad Leroy Brown, grabbiest bag in the whole damn town, grabbier than old King Kong, baggier than a junkyard dog, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Big college basketball game tonight, Jones. Number 3, UConn, taking on number 4, Arizona.
Whoa!
Here at Stores, Connecticut.
Boy, that's UConn, a good one. They're playing against all the good freshmen. They had Devanta at the Garden last week.
Yeah.
Called Pete in this game. So interesting. I do like how the grab bags get inception, by the way, because I'm pretty sure how that happened.
How'd that happen?
We were doing our top 5 Browns.
Yeah, and we forgot bad Leroy.
The Patriots
Brown.
Were playing Cleveland.
Yeah.
Greg texted in bad Leroy Brown.
And then
somebody
like,
goes,
ding! Light bulb.
I do like, I'm pretty sure that's how all the dots connected.
Those light bulb.
Yeah.
Come back upstairs, honey. I'll give you the old smoochy smook, kissy wissy. Hmm? You know Happy's going to make everything okay. I want to grab you all over. And over again. I want to bag you all over. Until the night closes in.
Till the night closes in.
Good Sandler impression. That might have been Sandler.
Kind of nailed it.
Yeah.
Can't tell who was who there for a minute, so that was very good. All right, we have Michael Penix officially done for the year. He had season-ending ACL surgery, but Raheem Morris says the organization believes in him and he'll be back better than ever. So somebody had a good tweet today. They were like, the Falcons did the best they could to stay out of quarterback hell by signing quarterback to $180 million and drafting one in the top 10. And now they're suddenly in quarterback hell.
Yeah.
Once again. That was quick.
Neat trick.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the
grab bag,
the only thing that's real.
All right, the Cleveland Browns have announced that Shedeur Sanders will start on Sunday.
We did it!
So it looks like I just lost a dollar to myself. Because I didn't think he was going to start a game. I thought they hated him so much that he wasn't going to start. Now, I'm not going to the Cam Newton route. The latest Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I don't know if the latest Cam Newton hot take has dropped. He says that Kevin Stefanski doesn't want Shedeur to play well.
Well, I agree with that.
Shedeur shouldn't even take the field.
Oh. Well, I mean, I disagree with the second part, but the first part, I don't think Stefanski wants him to.
Stefanski, you don't?
Stefanski hates him.
But Stefanski's going to lose his job if he keeps losing games. He just wants out.
I think he's that's his release.
Oh, he's quitting?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right.
Grab back, then grab back.
top three teams in the college football playoff remain the same. Ohio State, your number one team in the country. Sure. Indiana is two.
Oh, yeah.
Texas A&M is three. Georgia, four. Texas Tech, five. Ole Miss, six. Of course, a lot of questions about Lane Kiffin.
Ole Miss has given him, like, an ultimatum. They're like, take the job. Do whatever you're doing by Thanksgiving.
He said 9 days.
He said that that's not true, didn't he? But that probably is.
Also, what if he doesn't make the decision, then what are you doing?
So is it Florida or LSU?
Yeah, he's in the mix for both, apparently, yeah.
What would you do if you were Lane?
LSU.
Florida.
That's a mistake. I wouldn't do that.
Florida.
I would not.
Swamp.
State Ole Miss.
Yeah, Gainesville.
Maybe. I would honestly.
I've never been to Baton Rouge.
I've never been to any of these places, but I would stay at Ole Miss.
I have been to Louisiana, Brett. But I have not been to Baton Rouge.
Do you remember when the Rebels were trying to change their logo because obviously how racist, I guess, the stuff was? Like a slave owner was like their little mascot. So they switched. They wanted to stay as the Rebels. And there was a big push for Admiral Akbar, who famously is a rebel in the Star Wars universe.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah. They were going to do Admiral Akbar.
I actually remembered none of that. I kind of remembered some of the first stuff when you brought it up. But no, I didn't remember that.
I mean, their logo is like a Confederate flag, for God's sakes. So they were doing something different, but... Yeah, could have been. It's a trap.
It's celebrating the culture, Keith, is what it's doing.
Oregon 7th, Oklahoma 9th, or 8th, Notre Dame 9th, Alabama 10th, BYU 11th, Utah 12th,
yeah.
North Carolina
out of there.
North Carolina unranked.
Well, I was going to say, in a Ducks household, I was telling Kathleen about this last night, Ducks and Bama, and then the winner would get Indiana, which Oregon already got smoked by Indiana, so yeah. I don't think she's loving that draw.
True. No, that's probably not ideal. All right.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
If you saw this, Jones, somebody texted this in.
Oh.
This is very good.
Was it their own proprietary information for the standings? I saw that text.
Do that.
Okay.
We already have that on lockdown.
So they wanted to basically add 4 points for a win, I think is what it boiled down to, with some half points mixed in. I read that one. That almost made it to air, but I read that. What
the
text?
Lowell Spinners?
Oh, no.
Have announced a return for 2026.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is after years away from this is from CBS Sport, CBS News. After years away from the big
CBS News. Dan Rather broke in and said
it was Ted Koppel. After years away from the baseball diamond, the Lowell Spinners are making their return in a different form. The Spinners announced on Tuesday that they will become the 7th franchise in the future.
Thank you.
In the Futures Collegiate Baseball League.
Oh.
The league allows college players to showcase their talents for professional scouts during the summer months while maintaining their collegiate eligibility.
All due respect to the Lowell Spinners, this is like a Cape League knockoff?
I believe this is what they did in Auburn. So Auburn, New York, where my wife is from, they had a single A team for a long time, and then they didn't. They like yanked all these single A teams, like especially from the Northeast. And now I think they're like a collegiate type
Got
of thing.
It.
So maybe they're joining this one.
Cranberry League? Wasn't there like another
Cranberry
league?
League?
I thought there was like a Cranberry League around here.
Okay.
Terp, I think Braintree had a Cranberry League team, yeah.
All right. Well, Lowell's newest team will play at La Lasher Park, which was the previous home of the Spinners. Blah, blah, blah. Lowell has had an affiliate. Yeah, they name all these players that were there.
The Cranberry League since 1960. That's a historic league.
They also have – the league also includes franchises in Worcester, Westfield, Nashua, Burlington, Vermont, Jones.
Hell yeah.
A couple teams in Connecticut.
Yeah, those are the Lock Monsters, formerly the Vermont Expos, yes.
Yeah. But what somebody was saying is I believe they're not going to call themselves the Spinners, so they need another name idea. They need a new name.
Okay.
Lowell what?
What was the hockey team? They were the Lowell Devils?
Well, yeah, because
they're
the New Jersey Devils.
But weren't they like it was the
Lowell...
Lake Monsters? Were they the Lake Monsters? Am I mixing up Vermont and them?
No, Vermont Lake Monsters.
Yeah, who were, I thought they had another name. What could Lowell be?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Lowell.
They were the Lowell Devils.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show.
No, I know, but you didn't know what they were called, so that's why I was telling you what they were called.
Jones said Lowell Devils.
I did say Devils.
They said Lock Monsters
said. They were two different things.
I think they changed the name at one point.
They had something related to the Mills, too. There was some Lowell Mill something.
That's what the spinning is, isn't it?
Well, the Spinners. No, but like something literally Mill something, I thought, also.
Ah.
Manchester had the Mill Rats, which was a basketball team.
Let's give them 24 hours.
Let's think about it.
We'll come back with a good name for the
Lowell
Spinners.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah, we're going to have a good name for them by tomorrow.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab, 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 grab bags on Jones and Keith. Grab, 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 grab bag on Jones and Keith.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA
performer. The Lock Monsters. Lake Monsters, the Lock Monsters.
Oh, the Lock Monsters.
Yeah, it was close, right around it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Lowell, we're getting a lot of texts from Lowell, let me tell you.
Well, yeah.
Lowell is, apparently we do well in Lowell.
Oh, it's the fighting city, Lowell.
There's a lot of Lowell.
Could be Lowell Mickey Wards.
Yeah, true.
That wouldn't be bad.
Good call, yeah.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night, shall we? Was it Lauri Markkanen, 31 points, 5 boards? Was it Keontae George, 34 points, 8 assists? Was it Steph Curry? 34 points, 9 assists. Was it Luka Doncic?
Yeah.
37 points, 5 boards, 10 assists. Or was it Jimmy Butler? 33 points, 7 boards,
seven!
And 4 assists.
I think you got to go with Luka.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay, we have a ball player who spent 13 seasons at the major league level.
Okay.
He played for the Oakland A's, the Philadelphia Phillies, the LA Dodgers, the Washington Nationals, the LA Angels, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Kansas City Woo! Royals. He was a right-handed starting pitcher who, if necessary, would hit from the right side.
Okay.
There are also were years, looks like he came out of the pen. I remember him primarily as a starter, but also would be a reliever as well.
He began his career in Oakland.
In Oakland. Cup of coffee in 04. Got rookie of the year votes in 05. Hung it up after the 17 season.
That can't be Rich Harden.
We
had Rich Harden.
It doesn't mean it won't be Rich Harden.
I was kicking myself that I didn't get
this
that.
This is not Rich Harden, though.
Okay.
Also pitched in the playoffs for Philly, the Dodgers, and Oakland.
Philly, the Dodgers, and Oakland.
Danny Aaron.
Well, nope, good one.
Good guess.
Loved him.
I think we had him too.
Yep.
He's an all-star?
No, never an all-star.
Never an all-star.
Although in 07, he threw 230 innings. A workhorse.
Yeah, that is a workhorse for
he
sure.
He was a workhorse.
Right-handed pitcher. Did some relieving, a lot of teams, 13 years, most memorable as an Oakland A.
Before Billy asks, he does have a nickname,
good,
according to Baseball Reference. However, it's literally just his first name and his last initial, which is not a nickname at all.
That's a hint.
It's, I guess, could be considered a Hoss of the Week, 6'3", 225.
I've been bad at this. I'm cheating and looking. Oh, does Twitch? I don't see it in the Twitch chat, I don't think.
I don't see it in Twitch.
I'm pretty sure it's not what Kevin
text line has
there.
It.
Oh,
not
do
Joe
they?
Joe Blanton.
He got it!
Who?
Joe Blanton?
Joe Blanton. Oh, yeah. Nice job, Billy.
His nickname is Joe B.
Joe B.
Joe B.
Yeah, Texas.
The great Joe Blanton.
Not a popular one.
Yeah, he won a World Series with the Phillies. That's pretty good.
I didn't see many of this, certainly in Twitch.
Yeah, he pitched well for Philly in 08 in the playoffs.
I see one in there on the text line, although it's hard to see what all the texts are because they're all
a lot of Lowell stuff.
Just people from Lowell.
A lot of Lowell references.
$44
million he made in his career.
Oh, good for him.
It's real good for him. $46 million. Sorry, I shorted him. 46.
That's like seven. Who was the catcher we had yesterday?
Don't remember.
I don't.
That's part of my problem.
I actually don't either.
I live in the moment, Jones.
Who do we have yesterday?
No clue.
Well, this guy dwarfed him in terms of.
Oh, it was Johnny Estrada.
Johnny Estrada. Thank you.
Yeah,
Johnny Estrada.
That's Johnny Estrada.
He replaced Mike Piazza in an All-Star game.
Yeah, he went 0 for 2 of the K, but at least he got to participate.
Estrada, though. Yeah.
Johnny Estrada.
I made a lot more money than Johnny Estrada.
Yeah.
Not to shame him.
No.
I would take $7
and
million.
And fear not, fans of football, tomorrow, random football player returns. Right? Thursday night football?
Well, that's up to you. But yeah, that's word on the street.
Yeah, if
sure.
I remember what day it is.
Twitch chat.
What?
Twitch chat is. Oh, I'm sorry. That's for Kevin's. Kevin had an inappropriate guess, is what he had. That's what he's. I thought he was saying, guys. I missed the answer.
Clean it up.
Okay. Well, that's a random ball player each and every day here on Jones and Keith.
In a grab bag. It's in the game.
The grab bag.
Nope.
We'll get you a random football player tomorrow. We'll get you WEEI afternoon, see what they have coming up, and the clip du jour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI, signing out for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked the clip of the day. And today we're just discussing that, you know, maybe having your young kids learn to read isn't all that it's cracked up to be. So they're like, what's your favorite band? And for me, in middle school, early
orgy.
High school.
Orgy.
So the other day, and so now I've had to not play it in the car because now little CeCe Beans can read.
She's reading from the back seat. Yeah,
yeah. Nice. So like on the thing, it pops up, and so she'll see it. So she'll know before the song starts like who it is, and she'll be like, "What is like
Orgy?
Yeah, what is Limp Bizkit?" You're like, "I don't even know.
Yeah, don't worry
and
about
then
it.
She's like, what band is this?" She's like, looking at it, trying to. I'm like,
"Don't tell your mom.
Like, what is that?
Don't tell your mom what we're listening to." You know what Lucas does from the back seat?
Don't get my ex-wife going. No, what? Yeah, what does he do?
So he's figured out, and this was I don't know in the last year or so, he's figured out that when Dad's speeding on the GPS,
oh,
because if you have that open,
got it.
He's like, it very clearly says what the speed limit is, and then it has your miles per hour. It's like I'm 1 mile over.
Yeah,
Dad's and he's
red.
Like, and trust
I thought
me,
you said you were very clearly speeding.
Oh no! I'm saying I'm much further over that at times. But there are times where I'm like 1 mile an hour over. And he's like, Dad,
yeah.
The GPS says you're speeding.
Backseat driver.
I'm like, yeah, but
yeah.
That's a suggestion.
Don't
Lucas.
Worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
when you get a license, you'll understand.
Yeah. That's not. They're not gonna pull me over for that.
I don't think so.
I'll push. I'll prove it to you. I'll push. I'll push this a little bit.
That was like one time I got pulled over and CeCe was in the back. This was years ago, so she was a lot younger.
Greg, bro. You've been pulled over with the kids in the car.
One of them. This was before Georgie was even alive, and CeCe was in the back seat, and I just like slowly pull over. Guy comes over, and then she's like kind of like not wondering what it is. And then thankfully, just was a warning, got out of there. And she was like, what was that? I'm like, oh, sometimes they just want to like make sure like you're driving safely enough, whatever. Like for sure, you don't need to tell mom. Like we're fine.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay.
Whatever you do, don't bring that up.
And then
mother.
Like she hasn't brought it up since. But there was like a month or two later. She's like, remember that time like the guy like came up to the window? I'm like, yeah, no, that didn't happen
yeah,
again.
No. Yeah, one time.
We're good.
We're good here.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. The crossover with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, their $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Every Monday through Wednesday, you can try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. You've got to love the Nines. You ever been pulled over with the kids in the car, Hart?
I have not.
I haven't yet either.
No. I haven't, knock on wood, been pulled over much lately.
Sorry, we started
too late
this.
For that one.
Yeah,
but
on the
thing
way home
that
tonight.
You peaked for me was my daughter at six, seven, going out to restaurants. If I ordered a second beer, would say another beer, Dad.
<I'd be> like, what?
You're like,
yeah, it's two.
You barely know how to count.
I think it's free refills.
it's
your soda right there.
That's right. You got a second soda. Beers. So, yeah. But yeah, she was big on that. Yeah.
Imagine if you could watch me drinking beers once you go to bed.
Right.
How about you? You can't count that.
Really
high.
Question.
Yeah, seriously. Do you have beers? I'm getting lectures about this.
Yeah, not good.
Back then, they were the small ones. It wasn't even like the 99. I could see like two of the 23 ounces.
Yeah,
okay,
true.
A little different. But
that's a good point.
She was just counting the regular bottles.
She knows she was ahead of the head of the curve there.
I've had a few.
A few what?
A few small beers.
A few of those. What's coming up on the show today?
So we got Adam Schefter at 3:45. We'll talk to him about the Patriots' lot in life as maybe the best team in the NFL, Jamar Chase not playing, the suspension, things of that nature. We'll be talking Drake May because our buddy Ted Johnson has decided there's no other quarterback he'd literally rather have. So we're going to talk about that idea. I know you guys bandied that about yesterday.
Kind of outflanking everybody.
A little Burrow slash.
I would take him over Burrow, not over Allen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's getting harder but and harder to turn him down when you take into account the age.
No doubt.
Right? I mean,
yeah. No, it's not wild.
The weird durability thing where people question his durability, but he hasn't missed time.
Mm-hmm.
So until he misses time, he's durable. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
so far so good.
That's what I think. I would say so.
You go to the blue tent, come back out.
He goes to the blue tent.
That's fine.
He goes to the blue tent, he misses three plays, and people are like, he's injury prone. Like, he's never been hurt.
Dobbs got a first down and get back in the game.
Yeah.
So we'll be fresh. A lot of that talk and just where the Patriots fit in. I think we are definitely getting giddy.
Can you can you ask Adam Schefter about the now famous Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings? We've reworked the playoff standings.
We have our own formula.
We have a nice formula for that. We can tell you off the air.
Yeah, you probably should so I can ask the question properly.
He probably already knows about
it. Yeah, I'd imagine he's heard about it by now.
Guys, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I would think he's caught wind of it. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted. We are back tomorrow. 10 o'clock. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We got a key for madness for you at 12:45 as well. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.